President Obama's series of reforms to the senior executive service is getting mixed grades. The president wants to set up a customer service awards program and an advisory group with current and aspiring SESers. A leadership development program will let managers rotate through assignments at different agencies. Frank Reeder's co-founder and director of the Center for Internet Security, a former official at the Office of Management and Budget. And Frank, I love having people like you look at these issues because you did this stuff when you were at OMB. And I thank you for coming on. You pointed out a couple of things in the commentary that I wrote at federalnewsradio.com. It's on the homepage right now. And I contend I didn't see a whole lot new in the remarks that the president made on Tuesday. You disagreed. What did you see that was new that the president presented? Thanks for coming on, Frank.
Well, a ray of hope, I guess, is what I hope is new about this. If, and I believe he is, because he doesn't have a whole lot to lose, he's serious about taking a, what I would, as Jimmy Carter would call, a zero-based review of the senior executive service. I think the system is fundamentally broken, and tinkering around the edges is not going to solve the problem.
The problem, as you see it, though, at the very core, is what? Is it the mobility issue with SESers, that they're not moving around the way they were intended in 1979? Is it the bonus system? What are the issues that should be addressed right away? Because a majority of these things are things that the executive branch can handle within itself and not have to worry about Congress.
Well, I'm not sure I agree with the last part, but let's deal with the first, with what he can do. I mean, certainly mobility is a big challenge. One of, you know, Scotty Campbell's vision in promoting the 78 Reform Act that gave rise to the SES was creating a mobile cadre of senior civil servants, somewhat modeled on the British system. And that simply hasn't happened. And it hasn't happened because there are absolutely no requirements or incentives in the system to do that. There's no requirement, for example, that a person appointed to an SES position have served in significant roles in other agencies other than the one from which he or she came. And you're absolutely right. That's well within the province of the administration. The bonus system, I think, will require a statutory fix, and I think it needs to have one for two reasons, one legal and the other, if you will, lowercase p, political. The bonus pools right now are based on 10% of an agency's SES salaries, so they can essentially establish a pool up to 10%. There's an exception for smaller agencies where that wouldn't produce a meaningful number. The last time I looked at this, every agency was using the 10%. Didn't matter whether the agency had been highly successful or whether the agency had been a blooming failure, 10% of the money was allocated. I find myself hard pressed in any other sector to find organizations that don't somehow link the size of the pool to the overall success of the organization. That can sometimes mean that great performers in poor performing organizations don't have a chance to do it as well, but that's in the nature of creating incentives for people to improve organizational performance. That, I think, will require a statutory fix, and that's why I disagree with you that these are quick fixes. I think that, in fact, there needs to be a broader dialogue. The SEA needs to be brought into the conversation, and in fact, the opposition party thinks they're going to be governing 2 years from now. They've got a vested interest in building a system that gives them senior executives that can make government work.
All of that makes sense to me, and I agree with all of that. It seems, in addition to some legislative help when it comes to the bonus system, it's also going to require some very well-structured, very objective performance measurement systems that right now we don't have, and right now there doesn't seem to be a lot of call for.
And I agree there's not a lot of call for it, but ultimately, if you think about incentive systems that work, they start with looking at organizational performance and then at individual performance. My, you know, You know, my folks and my friends in the performance movement will say, gee, that's hard, and I agree that it's hard. And this administration could do some well-designed pilot tests. I'm not suggesting that you turn the system upside down without actually trying it. And there are lots of places, picking one just out of the air, say the Department of Veterans Affairs, in which you might want to do a pilot test over the next couple of years to provide the basis for basic statutory reform.
I understand the Department of Defense is doing that now to look at a possibility, or maybe a number of different possibilities, to replace the National Security Personnel System. This time, they're making the move, which I think is very wise, to include the unions in what the ultimate end product looks like.
Yeah, and what we tend to not to do in thinking about reforms of this sort is trying small things, or at least trying big ideas in small places before we visit our brilliant ideas on the entire system. We kind of think we can reverse the tide in the ocean in one fell swoop, and those things seldom work. We've figured that out in the technology world, although we don't always do it that way. But we haven't figured that out in the administrative management systems part of the world.
Well, one thing this administration has been very good at is doing that exact thing, and not just in IT, in a number of different areas, trying a couple of different things, giving some people at different agencies latitude to do it in different ways, seeing what works, and then either scaling it within the organization or transferring it as appropriate to other organizations. So it can be done. I guess the reason I wrote that piece the way that I wrote it, Frank, is because I'm skeptical that it will happen, because there's already been so much study and analysis and panels and so on of the senior executive service. And I continue to be struck by the amount of it's not unanimous. I understand that. But there are a whole lot of people from a lot of different places on the spectrum that have an agreement about what would work and what would make the system better.
Well, obviously that agreement hasn't translated into action, so there's something wrong out there. In part because the reforms that we're talking about might result in a takeaway from some folks, and that is very hard to do. And that's why I think you need to build a capital P political sense consensus to make the reforms that I think are needed in areas like mobility and especially in the way the bonus pools are set and the way they're allocated.
Let's talk about the mobility issue for a minute. Frank Reeder's my guest. He's co-founder and director of the Center for Internet Security, because the mobility piece, from an outsider's perspective, seems to be the one that would be easiest to change. Because you already have the framework that's 35 years old to make that happen. You're certainly not the only person to say that this has never been developed the way that it was intended to by the original legislation. What is your sense of what the holdups were, and is it a policy issue? Is it a cultural issue? It's certainly not a legal issue, because the law's already written.
Well, we all tend to agree in principle, and then when we deal with specific cases like selecting the next person for an SES job, we find reasons why we can't do it, or why we can't, for example, require rotations and make them meaningful in SES candidate programs. And so I guess my view is the president is in a position, for example, he is the chief executive. He has substantial authority over the executive to require that any appointment into the senior executive service either be from outside the agency in which it occurs, which may be a bit draconian, but at a minimum, be among candidates who have had substantial experience within the past decade in an agency other than the one into which they're being appointed in the SES. And it's a simple idea. You could create a safety valve so that in exceptional circumstances an agency could get a buy, but it needs to become the default rather than, gee, it would be nice if. But, wow, in this case, I can't find anybody outside my little stovepipe whom I would promote.
And that's an incentive issue. We talked about incentives earlier on, maybe a little different context, but I wonder if there are other incentives that you see in the system that wouldn't be that wouldn't require legislation to change. I'm not suggesting any of these would be easy, but that would be doable in the short term.
Well, at this point, you know, we've had 35 years of what I consider to be, if not catastrophic failure, certainly we haven't been able to produce a senior executive service that looks, acts, or performs any better than the system that preceded it, which isn't to say it's horrible. We have some terrific folks who've done terrific things. President called some of them out in his remarks the other day. But we had, I would argue, an equal number of terrific people doing terrific things under the old system. So I would argue it may take a little bit of a 2x4 across the forehead to achieve the vision that I think will give us a much more mobile, a much more agile, and a much more creative executive service across the board.
I nominate you to swing the 2x4, Frank.
I'm up. Just put me in, Coach.
You're ready for the gig. Thank you very much, as always, my friends. Good to talk to you.
Take care.